I do want to reiterate that you do need to go to this, to the second hearing, because sometimes people think if it, everything goes well here, then they don't need to go to the next one, but you really do, because you have to be there to create a record, so.
We had one Tuesday that they didn't show, and it was denied.
Yeah.
For lack of a record.
For lack of a record.
You need to make sure you show.
Yeah, wow. Okay, we have one public hearing this evening, and that would be change of zone number 1727, Lewis F. O'Neill.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential to CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on certain parcel land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County. Parcels combined containing 1.10 acres, more or less, lying north of Road 466, also known as Sycamore Road, and also being east of U.S. Route 13, and being considered tax map ID 2-32, map 12, parcels 107 and parcel 106.02, and that's a part of that parcel. Gentlemen, this applicant submitted a copy of the deeds and surveys with his application. There is no real site plan prepared because his existing parcel is already zoned commercial, and the two parcels for the purpose of extending that commercial parcel, one parcel contains 23,436 square foot, is vacant and facing Route 13, and the other parcel faces Sycamore Road and is 24,986 square feet and is improved by an existing dwelling. East of that lot is the Sussex County Paramedic Station. We did receive a couple agency comments, first one being from DLDOT. It's in the form of a letter and dated January 23rd, 2013, and advising us that the applicant is only requesting rezoning for approximately 1 acre, that the rezoning is for an antique store, that the department expects that an antique store would generate less than 400 trips per day or 50 trips during the p.m. peak hour, and that therefore a traffic impact study is not necessary for this application. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division on March 14, 2013, referencing that the site is not located in a proposed or current county operated and maintained sanitary sewer or water district, that the site is located in the Western Sussex Laurel Growth Area, that use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex planning study is required, that the site is not in an area where the county expects to provide sewer service, that the applicant can contact the town of Laurel for information regarding potential sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. I received no other correspondence from any agency or individual.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. O'Neill, if you would step up here and give us your name and
Lewis D. O'Neill, we have an antique store there, and this land joins us in our lot, and we want it zoned the same as our store.
All right, sir. Well, let's see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Ross.
Mr. Lank, there's a number of other commercial sites in the vicinity of the application.
Yes, sir. Is this the site where the antique store exists is commercial. There's multiple commercial parcels on all four corners of that intersection of Sycamore Road and 13. And more northerly is the what we used to be called Bargain Bills. Now it's called, can't remember what it's called.
Laurel Junction.
Laurel Junction, I'm sorry. Couldn't think of the name of it. And Exxon Station, and across the road from that's a Tasty Freeze and a rural farm store.
Excellent. And to your knowledge, has there been any violations at the site in question?
Pardon?
Any violations, any citations for violation of county code?
None, there's none.
Mr. O'Neill, do you have any plans of immediate sale, or you continue to use the property as
no.
You've been using it?
We want it zoned. I don't think in our lifetime we'll ever sell it. We'd just like to possibly lease it in time or part of it.
Sure. Absolutely. No further questions.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. O'Neill. Mr. O'Neill, we heard Mr. Lank say that there was no traffic impact study needed for your application. Are you of the opinion that if this request for change of zone is granted, that the use would have no adverse impact on the area roadways?
I don't think we'll see any change.
Thank you. As far as property values, do you think, could you make a statement one way or the other as to what you think a rezoning of this property would mean to property values of your neighboring properties?
Of the neighboring property?
Yes.
I don't think it would affect it.
Thank you. Well, that's all the questions I have.
Okay. All right, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just for a point of clarification, Mr. Lang, you did say that the paramedics unit is next door to this property?
Yes, it is.
So this would be more or less an infill?
Well, the paramedic station is exempt because it's county property, but it is.
But it's a commercial type
it's
use.
It's a commercial activity.
Yeah. Right. So in terms of this, we're not doing anything out of the ordinary with approving this. And at this point in time, Mr. O'Neill, are you using it now for an antique store, or you just might in the future?
I'm not sure. We have an antique store there, and this just adjoins it.
Yes, this is behind your antique store, right?
It is.
Right. I mean, you're not presently using it as a business?
No.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
I understand the application. I'm familiar with the site.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, then. I, too, understand the application and am quite familiar with the site. So, Mr. O'Neill, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1727 Lewis F. O'Neill? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1727? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? You're sure.
I could come up with one if you'd like.
No, I think we're fine.
Okay.
I can't think of a thing that I want to know from you.
Yeah.
Okay, there being no further questions then, we'll close the public hearing. Leo, I'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Gentlemen, that completes our public hearings for the evening.